There really aren't too many defensive looks Peyton Manning hasn't seen during his 263 career regular and postseason games. John Fox, Jack Del Rio, they've both been NFL coaches in some capacity for a combined 44 years. It's tough to surprise some of these guys, so where's the true value in the joint practices against the Texans this week? For Del Rio, it's the benefit gained by the team's rookies and younger players.
You know, veteran guys have played in the league against different teams for a number of years, and so they have, you know, they have kind of a history of, you know, what to expect from different people and how it plays out. So for the younger guys that they've only gone against one NFL team and then two preseason games to get the additional reps and exposure against different people that you don't know and schemes that you don't know, it's definitely good for them.
I went against Arian one time, and he got me, you know. I just misplayed the ball, you know, but my other two reps were pretty good, you know. And it's just about learning, you know, making mistakes and learning from them and getting better.
For offensive coordinator Adam Gase, the offensive line is getting the most value this week.
I like it for him just because it's a different animal for us. You know, J.J. Watt, Clowney, I mean, the rest of that crew, it's tough. They're well coached. We've played against Romeo, obviously, when he was in Kansas City. I saw him when he was at Cleveland, New England. And then now you go against a D-line coach like Bill Kolar, you know they're bringing it snap in and snap out. So it's a great test for our guys to see where we're at and then where we can adjust and improve.